The hospitality sector was one of the worst affected by COVID. Hotels and restaurants have had to navigate lockdowns, restrictions, COVID safety guidelines, and now they're reopening. They're facing another challenge, that of staff shortages. Petula Martin has been looking at the sector for our business slot. And Petula, what have you been finding out about staff shortages in hospitality?
Well, Anya, hotels and restaurants are finding it really difficult to retain and recruit staff at the moment. 70,000 people have left the restaurant sector alone since the pandemic hit, according to the Restaurant Association of Ireland. And there's a current shortage, it says, of 7,000 chefs. I spoke to a hotelier and a restaurateur in Cork about the issue.
Michael Ryan, Corner Store Cork and Cockbull Cork restaurants. People went home. They hadn't been home for so long. So they were back to the countries they were originally from. And they had stayed away. We would have lost skilled chefs and front of house people that they didn't come back. And then there are certain countries that they went back to, like, say, Brazil, who can't get visas to come back into the country again. There's younger staff, student-wise, that would have went out around Christmas time, who continued with the PUP straight through the summer and weren't actively looking for summer work at that stage.
My name is Fergal Hart. I'm the general manager of the Kingsley Hotel. Quite a number of staff would have left to move to different sectors so that maybe they would see as maybe providing better long-term job security. And we wouldn't necessarily agree with that, but that's been a factor, certainly. I think other staff maybe went back to their home countries and maybe won't return to Ireland as well, which has been another factor there as well. And obviously then the international travel restrictions have created a situation where we're not maybe attracting as many people into the country and into the industry as we would have in the past.
How is it impacting business?
I think we've probably had to kind of look at our levels of business and see where we can kind of be flexible. And maybe, you know, unfortunately, that has entailed at times maybe having to cut back in the number of services that we provide to guests. So hotels are having to look at the possibility maybe of closing for certain days of the week or maybe at certain times across the winter.
And Michael Ryan explains what his restaurants have had to do to deal with staff shortages.
We've curtailed our opening hours, as in what days we're operating. So at present, we're operating 5 days a week. To operate a 7 day a week operation, we'd need an extra 30% more staff in each operation, which are not out there to get. If we continued on to try and get a sixth day, we'd just be burning the guys out that we have.
So given all of that, what have you been finding out in relation to the issue of pay? Because hospitality has traditionally been seen, hasn't it, as a low-paid industry?
That's certainly the perception, but employers in the industry disagree. Fergal says the industry sells itself short by not getting the message out there about opportunities and career pathways that exist in hospitality. And a cursory glance of vacancies for chefs, for example, on irishjobs.ie shows starting salaries ranging from 30,000 for a pizza chef to 70,000 for a restaurant chef, depending on the level of experience. I asked Michael and Fergal if pay is part of the reason why hotels and restaurants are finding it hard to get staff.
The minimum wage in this industry doesn't exist anymore. The market demands has driven up the wage. There is a wage bubble at present. Right here and now, wages are not a deterrent.
It's something that we've had to look at. I think the whole industry probably has had to look at that. And that's been happening over a number of years, I would say. You know, and I think huge improvements have been made. It has probably come to the fore during the COVID period. And we've had to look at different sectors and see what else is out there and to ensure that we are providing attractive packages and benefits for our staff. And I think maybe the industry at times, there can be a little bit of a negative perception around that from the general public. And I think it's something that hotels are having to work hard to try and correct that perception, really.
And I asked them that if pay is not as big an issue as people might think, what can be done to address staff shortages in hospitality? Both Mike and Fergal say education and better training programmes are needed.
The industry needed 5,000 chefs every year to be coming through the educational chain. About 2018-19, there was only 1,500. The shortage is a legacy thing as well.
I think more could be done probably at kind of second level education. I think there are examples there of other sectors that have managed to get those messages across to students, and whether that's true, you know, tourism and hospitality subjects actually being introduced, working with guidance counsellors to ensure that people are aware of the pathways that are there in the industry and that the opportunities are there for young people to come in.
Ireland prides itself on the Cade Mead of Alta, you know, and if we can't deliver that when the tourist market eventually fully opens and we can't cater for the customers that are coming in, it's going to destroy, you know, the hospitality sector's reputation within the world setting of tourism.
Mike Ryan from Corn Store and Cockbull Restaurants in Cork, and Fergal Hart, who's general manager of the Kingsley Hotel in Cork. The Restaurants Association says it's in discussions with the government about securing more work permits and visas for people who want to work in hospitality in Ireland. They believe that would help ease staff shortages in the industry somewhat, but a big problem for the hospitality sector at the moment. That's your business news for now.